This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Berlin prosecutors said on Wednesday they have brought charges against former Volkswagen boss Martin Winkelkorn for giving false testimony to the German parliament when he said he was unaware of the carmaker's diesel scandal before it broke. He falsely claimed to have been informed of the defeat devices only in September 2015, said Berlin prosecutors in a statement. According to the indictment, he had since May 2015 been aware that the engine control software of some VW vehicles had been equipped with a function to manipulate the exhaust values in testing. Volkswagen is struggling after its biggest ever corporate crisis, in which it admitted using illegal software to rig diesel engine tests in the United States. State media in Sudan reported Wednesday the country has ended fuel subsidies as part of an International Monetary Fund-backed reform program, doubling prices at the pump. Sudan's finance ministry's move late Tuesday saw the price of petrol shoot up from 150 to 290 Sudanese pounds per liter, while diesel went up from 125 to 285 pounds. Sudan's transitional government promised to implement a package of economic reforms under an agreement it struck with the IMF last year. They are trying a series of fuel price increases to try to move away from some of the reforms. Before the ouster of longtime President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019, the economy was crippled by U.S. sanctions and huge military spending on conflicts in Sudan's far-flung regions. The country's economic woes were the driving force behind the mass protests that led to Bashir's overthrow in a palace coup by the army. This is VOA News. A new report says advocates for Americans held hostage overseas are concerned the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan could make it harder to bring home captives from the country. The annual report from the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation examines the status of U.S. government efforts to secure the release of hostages and unlawful detainees in foreign countries. The report shows general satisfaction with changes instituted as part of a 2015 hostage policy overhaul, but it also raises potential areas for improvement, including more mental health and financial support for hostages and detainees who return from captivity. Police say a bus carrying migrant workers after the lifting of coronavirus restrictions hit a delivery van on a highway in northern India, killing at least 17 people. Police say the bus overturned after colliding with the van. The migrant workers were on the way to resume work with industries reopening after the end of the lockdown restrictions. Police say the bus passengers complained that the driver was going too fast. More than 110,000 people are killed every year in road accidents across India, according to police. Most crashes are blamed on reckless driving, poorly maintained roads, and aging vehicles. An international monitoring group is accusing police officers in Colombia of the responsibility for the deaths of 20 people during civil unrest that has raged for weeks. The figure included in a report from Human Rights Watch released Wednesday is higher than the one acknowledged by authorities. The organization also accuses police of other violent actions against protesters, including sexual abuse, beatings, and arbitrary detentions. The report says the organization has, quote, credible evidence, including that police killed at least 16 protesters or bystanders with live ammunition fired from firearms, while three other people died when police used non-lethal weapons. The report says another person died after being beaten repeatedly. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris sought to assure poor and threatened populations of Latin America that the United States has the, quote, capacity to give people a sense of hope in the region so they can make better lives without fleeing to the U.S. border. During a news conference after meeting with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador, Vice President Kamala Harris was asked why she had not come to the U.S., would offer hope to be migrants, but also told them not to come. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.